This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's been a violent year for children in St. Louis, with communities calling for officials to keep children safe from gun violence. And children themselves are asking, why has this become normal? St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson visited Emerson Academy Therapeutic School in the Ville, where students shared their stories about living amid gun violence.
A typical summer for children may involve spending hours at the local park, people watching on the porch, or walking to the corner store for snacks and drinks. But this summer, children in St. Louis were robbed of these activities because of gun violence. Students in the historic Ville neighborhood in North St. Louis use their school as a place of refuge from bullets. It's also a safe space to talk about gun violence and trauma. The 16-year-old Devin Smith was one of about 10 children in a recent class group therapy session. The students viewed a video collage set to music showing the 2014 Ferguson protests and news headlines of shootings involving children. For Smith, the images were all too familiar. He said at about the age of 12, he saw a stray bullet strike his cousin on what he considered a normal summer day.
We was playing, somebody hopped out the car and just got the fire. We was trying to get away and ended up seeing one of my close family members being shot.
Smith remembers when children being killed by gunfire was rare. But now he says he's numb to the violence.
Now it's normal in a sense because, like, it's every day now. It's kind of normal to me now. But back then, it wasn't normal.
13-year-old Abundance Obani says he has the same feelings but doesn't let it bother him anymore.
I'm getting used to it now. It's just, like, at the point where I'm like, so? And most of the times when I hear it on the news, it's like, I don't care. And I don't think this world is going to change, so people stop caring. So I stop caring.
This summer alone, 10 children between the ages of 3 and 16 were killed by gunfire in the city. Some were shot in parking lots, a bullet hit a child sitting on the porch, and another child was found dead near a high school. It all makes 15-year-old student Christian Brower apprehensive about just stepping outside.
Sometimes when I'm playing outside and I see somebody yelling or something like that, then I go straight inside. It scares me to be outside sometimes.
Smith feels the same way. And he's really worried because kids have guns, too.
I just watch TV. I go to work, play the game, and stay in the house. I'm pretty much a homebody, which is sad. Because I'm at the age I should be enjoying life or getting out or getting to understand life.
This is Tandy Park. It's just two blocks west of Emerson Academy. Shamaya Ford Jennings says she and her friends used to go to the park almost every day. But now they never know when somebody might start shooting.
I just try to stay out the way as much as I can.
The 17-year-old is cautious because she doesn't want to get shot again. She was hit by a bullet earlier this year.
I had an incident, but it wasn't an incident that caused me getting shot. It was an incident of a boy, and a girl came to me about it. So we had words, but we left it alone.
She thought the argument was finished, but the next day, the girl's friend stepped into the picture.
Me, my friend, and my cousin was walking on our way to the store over there by Sumner, and she stopped at the corner for a minute, and she asked me, did I do something to her friend? I'm like, no. And with me saying no, she started shooting. And the bullets bounced off the ground, actually, and it hit my friend in her foot and hit me in my leg.
After showing me her gunshot wound just above her left knee,
it went through this way and came out that way.
She says she doesn't want to be seen as a victim. She's hopeful for the future. She wants to be a nurse. But when it comes to the future of her community, she believes the city is taking its time with providing solutions to gun violence in neighborhoods like hers.
I don't think they want to do nothing. I think they're scared to come over. I really do.
I asked the students what they would want to say to city and state officials about the issue. Smith had an answer ready.
We actually need help. We need stuff to provide for safeness of kids. We need mentor support groups, people who are inspiring the young folks to continue to push forward and do great things.
Cries for help from Smith and other children around the city may be getting through. The city is now trying to address gun violence with $7 million toward violence prevention programs. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
This story is part of our series, Children Under Fire. You can find more at stlpublicradio.org.